Coming up, we're talking healthy eating. It's National Healthy Eating Week, but, and I love this one, it's also National Pickwick Week. So here, just Picnic, not Pickwick. It was the bloke that Charles Dickens wrote about. It's National Pickwick Week, Picnic Week. So here, just for you, 10 things you never knew about picnics. The word picnic is, in fact, a French word. It dates from the 16th century, and it means pick nothing in colloquial French. Because what would happen was picnics, which were held in those days indoors, yes, they were indoor picnics, people would bring along something special, something different, and they would all share it. It's like the 18th century version, or 17th century version, of the safari supper, popular in the 1970s in this country, often leading up to, it's alleged, swingers parties. No such joy, though, at your picnic back in the day. Also, the habit spread to this country. They started to be held outdoors as a result of things like Derby Day at Epsom and other big get-togethers down at the seaside. We've also got only one mention of the word picnic in the entire works of Jane Austen. I say the entire works. Pullman only wrote 5 novels before she died. It's believed of lead poisoning in the makeup she used and arsenic poisoning. And that mention of picnic happens in that fine novel, Emma, which was turned into the film Clueless and brought up to date, starring Alicia Silverstone. The most popular item at any picnic is apparently, forget the drink, a scotch egg. A brilliant thought, but who can't murder a scotch egg, eh? There are also, though, this year, apparently, ostrich scotch eggs on sale in that top person store, Harrods, which will take you something like 4 days to eat if you're doing it on your own. And to make an ostrich egg edible, you have to boil it apparently for an hour and 22 minutes exactly. It's 8:48. Here endeth your picnic fact attack. I must have been given over the years 3 rather posh picnic sets, and I've used each one only once, and then one of my children has sharked it away. I think there's something about a picnic that actually, when you get the hamper, it's not quite the same, is it? We've all got those kind of swallows and Amazon's memories of going back in the day and actually taking stuff around, either in carrier bags or... The one place we used to have picnics all the time when I was growing up was at the cinema, because there were 6 of us, and maybe my sister wouldn't come along, but we'd go along and see movies, and my mum would always send us with sandwiches, squash in a bottle, and cakes in a box, like the Mr. Kipling-type cakes, others are available, and we'd sit in a row together and pass them up and down the line. I remember very clearly watching Carry On Camping in the Rialto Cinema Leytonstone in North East London, eating a cheese and pickle sandwich made for me by my mum, followed by one of those little fondant fancy cakes from Mr. Kipling. Happy memories. It's like, you know, in the French novel, A la Recherche de Tom Perdu, Proust's whole past comes back to him when he bites into a madeleine, that French kind of spongy cake. With me, it's a cheese and pickle sandwich and Barbara Windsor's bosoms. Happy days.